Now we've come in chapter 25 to the laws relating to the promised land, the sabbatic year, the year of Jubilee, and the redemption of property and person. This is a very interesting chapter in many ways and throws added light on a phase and feature of the law and of the land that we'd not get anywhere else. You see, not only was the Mosaic economy directed to the people of Israel, but it also pertained particularly to the land of Palestine. I wonder if you've ever thought of that. A great many people talk about, well, the Mosaic law was given to the nation Israel. Fine. But it was also geared to that land. And I think you'll find that emphasized in this chapter. The laws given here could not be enforced until Israel entered the land of Canaan, and they could not possibly be adapted to the wilderness. And, well, it wouldn't fit into California, I don't believe. And they don't fit into other areas of our nation. Now you'll notice that God says here, and watch for it to occur, when ye come into the land, rest under the land, proclaim liberty throughout all the land. And you will find out that that occurs 10 times in this chapter, which means it's pretty important. And the words that are on the Liberty Bell are found in this chapter here, and you look for them. It's difficult, by the way, to read Leviticus as well as the entire Bible without noticing the recurrence of the number 7. The number 7 is not a perfect number, as some like to think of it. Some think it denotes perfection. I think that there is a distinction there that may not be a difference, but it needs to be made. It is a number that denotes completeness, not always perfection. There is a definite connection, I think, of this in the book of Leviticus and in the book of Revelation. And both of these books use it in a structural way, as we've seen, the recurrence of it, the 7th day, the 7th week, the 7th month, the 7th year, and the 7th year, which would be the sabbatic year, and so on. So we have, first of all, the sabbatic year here. And will you notice there is a scale that, in fact, I've made a series of circles where you have the Sabbath day, the 7th week, the 7th month, the 7th year, and the 7th sabbatic year. And that would be the year of Jubilee. All of that all goes together in one package. I have it in my 2nd volume on Leviticus, which, by the way, we probably should begin to talk about now as we're about to complete the book of Leviticus.